My name is Emma Ashmere, and I'm a novelist and short story writer based in northern New South Wales. For this edition of NGV magazine, I'm reading my short story, The Sketches, which I wrote in response to Grace Cossington Smith's 1930 painting, The Bridge in Curve. The Sketches is in my new short story collection, Dreams They Forgot. The Sketches. Theodora wanted to see the harbour bridge before the archers met. It was the only time to sketch it, she said. She'd take her brother's car and... Take, I said, or borrow. She'd ventured north on a similar jaunt in 1926 and supposed we'd need a week. A week? Each way, I said, at least. It's because of your parents, she said, isn't it? I began to make a list to prove it was not. Map, cheese, bread, wine, Middlemarch. Sketchbook, she added, pencils, paints. As soon as the Melbourne suburbs melted away, men appeared like trees, edging the roads, grey, thin, dusty, with seek work signs slung around their necks, or huddled beside dry creeks under Hessian scraps. I clung to the map, my bird's eye view, unable to look at the men, at the hunger, the desperation in their eyes, not knowing if it was better or worse to stare instead at the haze of paddocks, or laugh as we skidded into another pothole. We stood in salted winds on ocean cliffs. Theodora shouted over the thumping surf, "Ultramarine, cobalt, cerulean." Some days after lunch, we dozed briefly in the clicking stillness of ferns. Once we woke to find a lyrebird parading its tail of lace. At night we lay awake to the cough and gulp of plumbing in beer-brown hotels. Sydney's inky late-night flicker. Neither of us spoke as the ferry chugged beside the bridge's ghosted silhouette. We then nosed towards my Lavender Bay aunt, who was peeved at the lateness of the hour. Theodora eased open the curtains, crept out to the balcony, and declared it a front row seat. All night she leapt up as if willing the sun to banish the moon and drag its chariot across the sky. I stayed in bed, seeking surety, solace, and perspective in myth. I'd lost count how many times the newspaper men invoked the Colossus when waxing on about the spectacle of the bridge and imagined him lumbering down from his pillars, wading from roads to our Antipodean harbour, capsizing ferries, politicians, hopes. I woke to a dawn chorus, not the timpani tram clang rattle of Swanson Street, rather an industrial orchestra tuning up. I wondered if my parents knew I was here. The bridge had found its form since my exit to Melbourne 3 years before. Had they? Had I? Additions, losses, accusations, denials, abandoning the falsified ledgers of my life. That was the price of independence. The sun flared bronze. The vanished houses and gouged sandstone now erupted with pylons, cables, two competing metal claws. The creeping cranes perched, daring each other to pirouette. Men climbed, knelt, danced across the weave of steel, high above the ruffled harbour silk. I discovered Theodora hoeing into breakfast under the radiant eye of my aunt, who seemed transformed by the sting of burnt toast, an appetite for argument, her cheeks redder than her prized geraniums. "But is it art?" she said, waving a bread knife. "I suppose you both rushed to see exhibitions denounced by the critics as modernist again, dodging true art. Last week I read..." I didn't say yes, dear aunt. We've all read. Even a world away in Melbourne. Or in Europe, where people like Theodora and me dreamt of taking refuge in antiquity, modernity, anonymity, despite walls crashing and suns setting on empires. Theodora shrugged, kept ploughing through her bacon and eggs. I hurried away to dress. By the time I came back, Theodora was gone. I followed her down towards the clamour of the harbour until I saw her stop and scramble up a slope towards a woman, an artist, a sketchbook on her lap, her face shaded by a sun hat. I looked back at my aunt's house. My mother and father were on the balcony. Perhaps it was the changed scale of the world or the morning's luminosity, but they looked smaller and greyer than I remembered. Theodora shielded her eyes as the artist waved her pencil across the sky. When she finally strode back to me, she was elated, silent. For a moment we stared up, as if at some shared vision, hovering between the forceful, graceful curves, a splintered halo of light and possibility.